Some legislative leaders in Salem are saying that the state may not have to raise any taxes or fees right away to replace the I-5 bridge over the Columbia River. Oregon could absorb the cost of paying for long-term bonds through existing funds. For now, anyway. Lawmakers did leave the door open to future increases in gas taxes or vehicle registration fees. Oregon Governor John Kitzhaber testified Monday in front of a special legislative committee. It was created solely to consider a replacement for the aging I-5 spans between Portland and Vancouver.
These bridges need to be replaced with modern, multimodal, seismically sound spans if we're going to maintain the vitality of our trade-dependent economy and make good on the investments we're making today to try to ensure economic recovery and growth in the future.
The $3.5 billion bridge would be paid for through a combination of tolls and federal and state dollars. Both Oregon and Washington would need to pitch in around $450 million each.